And we welcome you back to our broadcast here courtside at the MAC on campus at Monmouth University, where the Hawks trail Iona 40-33 at halftime. While we have the chance, we'd like to thank our good friends at the NJEA, the members of the New Jersey Education Association. They work to make public schools great for every child, and they take a sponsor look at our first half statistics here with Monmouth trailing Iona by 7. The Hawks were led by Greg Nowak, who went 5 of 5 from the floor. He scored 10 points in just 5 minutes. But MU shot only 40% from the floor, 1 of 7 from 3. After Nowak, 4 players scored 4 points: Jones, Robinson, Nicholas, and DeLeo. Iona, not as many guys played, but more scored. They hit 45%, just 5 of 19 from 3, led by 11 from David Laurie off the bench. They also got 8 points from Sean Armand, 7 from A.J. English, who really struggled from 3, going 1 of 8 in that first half. Monmouth outscored the Gales in the paint 26-16, but Iona outscored MU from beyond the arc by 12. And you add all that up together, and that's why Iona leads 40-33 here at halftime. Gales will come out with 4 of their 5 starters from the first half. Poole, Williams, English, and Armand will start alongside David Laurie. Monmouth will come out with their same starting lineup from the first half. And we'll be ready for action. MU going left to right. Iona right to left. Hawks and Gales ready for 20 more minutes of action. Robinson will start the offense. Throw it over on the left wing to Deion Jones. Fires it down low, Zach Tillman. Tillman has his shot blocked by David Laurie. It's safe from going out of bounds by Isaiah Williams. Right to English. English to Poole. Laurie, what a spin move and left-handed finish around Ogero to give Iona a 9-point lead.
You mentioned him in the first half at 6'9". He is quick. He's got some kind of body type.
Mike Poole intercepts a pass back the other way and then is fouled by Justin Robinson. Inauspicious start for the Hawks, trailing 42-33, just over 30 seconds gone by.
Yeah, that's the scary thing about this. You know, you say you're down by 7 at the half, then it's 9, then it's 12, then it goes to 18, and then Iona's just off cruising. At some point, Monmouth is going to have to turn the tide here a little bit.
So Mike Poole will go to the line. His first free throw will give Iona an even 10-point lead. Poole, 6 points, 7 rebounds in 15 minutes in the first half. Matt, the leading scorer for Monmouth was Greg Nowak, who scored 10 points in just 5 minutes on 5 of 5 shooting. After that, the rest of the team, just 10 of 32.
Yeah, great for Greg Nowak, but not probably the problem that is going to, you know, work itself out to a Monmouth win.
Hawks trailing by 10. Nicholas will try to answer with a long two. That one is missed. Rebound is tracked down by Deion Jones. Jones knocks over Mike Poole. And I'll tell you, Matt, the book on Deion Jones is out. And these teams are just getting in front of him and drawing offensive fouls left and right. That's the second on Deion tonight.
Because he goes hard to the rim, but he's not always in control. You know, I mean, what you're learning, what you hope that Deion has learned here is that you can't just lower your shoulder and barrel people over. It's not going to work out in your favor all that often.
You know, early in the year, he was going to the line on plays like that, getting a lot of points there. Teams have figured him out. David Laurie attacks the basket again and again will finish with the left hand. He's been the best player on the floor, and Iona leads by 12. Man, he has been impressive tonight. The 6'9 junior from East Orange kind of bounced around all over the place before coming to Iona. He's averaging 13.7 boards a game. Robinson controls for Monmouth, throws to Jones left wing, back to Robinson for 3. No good, back of the iron. Rebound comes down to Jones. He'll lay it in, and 1, as he cuts the lead to 45-35. Chance for a 3-point play.
Those are the kind of plays that Monmouth will have to make in order to be alive in this game in this second half. You've got to get to the rim. You've got to be able to convert when you've got chances, and every once in a while, it'd be great if you can get fouled and convert a 3-point play.
Jones now has 6 points. We'll see if he can cut this lead back to single figures. Jones will do just that on the free throw. Now has 7. Second leading Hawks scorer. And MU going to pressure back here. They make English give it up to Poole. It works its way to Williams for three. That's off the back of the iron. Out of bounds off of Andrew Nicholas. Gale ball, 18:08 to go, second half.
Monmouth going to have to maybe change plans here somewhere defensively. Just start to throw out some different looks.
Poole down low. Laurie had a mismatch. Missed it short. Got an offensive rebound. Now lost it. Ball out of bounds. No, it's saved by Tillman from going out of play. Hawks bring it back. Trailing by nine. Robinson head up in transition. Finds a cutting Jones. He'll attack the basket. Up and under layup is too strong. Rebound pulled down by Williams. Outlet pass to A.J. English. To Sean Armand for three. That one's short. Tipped rebound right back to Armand. Over to Isaiah Williams now for three. That one too strong. Rebound to Nicholas. They'll put him up. Hawks will try to cut into this Gale lead further. Nicholas down low. Absorbs some contact. Misses it. Ball tipped up and in. I think by Tillman. Foul back the other way. Robinson fouls English. That's his second. They're going to credit the field goal to, I believe, Andrew Nicholas.
You know, it's scary a little bit is that Iona is so difficult to press. You know, you usually make shots where you make a free throw. You can set up some sort of trap. You can set up some sort of pressure. They get the ball out of the basket, go over the baseline and throw it and get down the court so quick. They are so difficult to try and set anything else up against.
Call that foul on Robinson. Still getting a check to see what that last field goal was on. Inbound to Armand. Pulls from NBA range and buries it. Wow, Iona up by 10. Armand's got 11.
Got to make up for some lost time. Sat a lot on the bench in that first half.
He quietly has given Iona a 10-point lead. Deion Jones swooping move to the rim around Armand will put it in. He's got 9 now. Hawks still within striking distance at 48-40. English bounces it to Poole. Williams now will feed for Armand, left corner. They swing it left to right to English. He'll throw to Laurie at the foul line, turn and shoot, and put it in. David Laurie has shown the complete arsenal tonight, giving Iona a 10-point lead again.
A good package, inside, outside right there. Can dribble a little bit, can get to the basket, can play defense. Good player.
Greg Nowak is checked in for Monmouth. Robinson fades away on one. Brady tips it up and in off the backboard. So again, cut that lead to 8.
Hanging around right now. You're kind of hanging around. One run, one way or the other. And this game could take a major turn. 2-3 zone right now for MU.
First time they've shown it today. English finds Laurie over to Williams. And he is fouled by Nicholas out front with 16 to go in the second half.
Touch
and
foul.
That the touchiest of all touch fouls we've seen.
Didn't like that. Usually we'll try and give the referee a bit of the benefit of the doubt. But we've seen a heck of a lot more contact in this game tonight, which has been a relatively well-played game. Wasn't much on that one.
Under 16 to go in this half. Armand faces up Nicholas and puts a three in the bottom of the net. Iona up 11.
Not sure if that was slow rotation and not enough getting up in the air with Armand or just Armand being a shooter.
Just doing what he does. Greg Nowak has checked back in for Monmouth. Deion Jones will try to answer with a 15-footer. He can't. Rebound to Isaiah Williams. English now. The other way. Finds Armand again. Deep. Step back. Three. Oh, he's putting on a show. Sean Armand. Three triples this half. It's a 56-42 Gale lead.
Right now, Monmouth's open for a whistle because they'll be at the under 16 media timeout. You don't want to burn one right now, but the way that Armand is shooting, not sure how much more you can weather this Iona storm.
Matt, that was the ultimate heat check shot, and he knocked it down. Hawks will try to answer. Nicholas will drive and bank one in. That gives Nicholas 8. Hawks still down by 12. Laurie, top of the key. Alley-oop to Williams. It actually hit the bottom of the rim, but Isaiah Williams pulled it back down. Now works its way to A.J. English for 3. That one too strong. Nowak with the rebound. Outlet to Justin Robinson. Deion Jones in the corner to Nicholas. He'll bury a three. Five in a row for Red to cut the lead back to nine.
Well, that's what you need. You need some whistles to go your way.
Well, this does not happen for MU the other way as English bowls over Robinson, but they call Justin for the blocking foul. 14:31 to go. Iona 56, Monmouth 47, and we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Scala's Pizzeria is a proud supporter of the Monmouth Hawks. For great pizza and more, visit Faz and Will, one block from the ocean in West End, or give them a call at 732-222-8728. Fans, we'd like to remind you that for all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the Asbury Park Press by visiting app.com/subscribe and check out our good buddy Josh Newman's game story on this evening's game and tomorrow's home edition, as well as his blog, The Hawk's Nest, at app.com.
All of a sudden, Iona starting to get it going a little bit more in this second half. They're shooting 54.5% from the field. That's going to go up a little bit with an easy layup off the timeout.
Laurie takes one from Poole and puts it in. He's got 19. And as much as we knew of Armand, end of English, end of their guards, it has been David Laurie who has been the story in this one. James to Nicholas, another three. That one is missed. Chris Brady gets the offensive rebound before he can put the ball back up and in. The aforementioned Laurie will be called for his first foul.
Well, he seems right now to be finding a pretty comfortable spot within the Iona rotation. Had 21 the other night against Manhattan, 6 of 7 shooting. That was prior to a 5 of 7 night, 14 points against St. Peter's, so really starting to find his mark a little bit.
Nicholas missing another catch-and-shoot opportunity. Ball knocked out of bounds off of Greg Nowak. Gales get it back, leading MU by 11.
Now a rare opportunity to Monmouth to set up a little bit of pressure, but they only do it with Josh James, who kind of looks around and says, where is everybody? They had already backed up defensively.
James still unsure what defense the Hawks are in. Is now, it looks as though man, as James will guard A.J. English. By the way, English might be the highest dribbler we've seen all season.
Yeah, he bounces it up there pretty high.
Laurie has Brady on it. He has it left wing. Entry pass down low. Poole puts it in over Max DeLeo. No, that was Armand who got free, and he's got 19 to match Laurie's total.
Yeah, DeLeo tried to front that time. Didn't get backside help quick enough.
James, easy turnover here. He threw it right to A.J. English. English around DeLeo. He'll lay it in. The Gales are off and running, leading Monmouth now 62-47.
It can change that quick. Yeah, King Rice will take a timeout. I was wondering when that was going to maybe come. He's got a. You just can't let it get past where it is right now. 15 or more, you're going to have too big of a hole to dig yourself out of.
13:11 to go, second half. Iona leads Monmouth 62-47, and fans, will keep this timeout right here. It will allow us chance to thank a few more of our great sponsors. University Subs and Deli, our official media room food sponsor, located on the corner of Larchwood Avenue and Wall Street in West Long Branch. U Subs has been a neighborhood favorite for years. They offer free delivery to the dorms and all students and employees, as well as presenting your game ticket gets you 10% off of your total order. We'd also like to thank our buddies at Aramark for being the official Monmouth Dining Services provider and the official concession stand here at the Multi-Purpose Activity Center. Iona 62, Monmouth 47. Matt, we knew coming into this season that the good teams in this league were better than the good teams that Monmouth saw in the Northeast Conference. And taking nothing away from the Robert Morrises, the LIU Brooklyns, and the Wagners of the world, but Canisius, Manhattan, Ryder, this Iona team, Quinnipiac, they're really good basketball teams. And there's no, it's not weird, but Iona was an at-large team 2 years ago. And we could see why with the remnants of some of that great team still around.
And I'll tell you the one thing that I would say about Iona, and it's not meant one way or the other against or for either team. I don't know that they've really played a great basketball game tonight. They've played a great last 7 minutes because they've been pretty good in the second half, but they didn't play a great first half at all. They didn't shoot the ball real well, but it shows just how dynamic they can be, that they can come out and all of a sudden the lead goes from 7 to 12 to 15 and you're on the verge of a blowout.
13 minutes to go. Monmouth out of the timeout. O'Garrow down low, missing a righty turnaround jump hook. Rebound is pulled down by Mike Poole for Iona. A.J. English now has it on the left wing, being guarded by Zach Tillman. Not a good matchup if you're a Monmouth fan. Laurie wants it with Ogero on him. Tillman looking at English. English wants to take the shot. And instead they throw to Armand, who loses it out of bounds, but they say off of Max DeLeo, so the Gales will inbound. There are a ton of weird matchups on the floor right now, Matt, for this Monmouth team. You got Zach Tillman guarding a guard. You've got Max DeLeo guarding a front court player as the Hawks will go 2-3 here. Loose ball. Bodies come flying in front of us. Armand turns it over right to DeLeo, who dunks it with two hands back the other way after a broken play from Iona.
Not sure every time King Rice is called for pressure after a basket, everyone from Monmouth defensively is already all the way back on the other side of midcourt. There was another chance for them to put a little bit of pressure on, because one of the rare times tonight that Iona didn't get the ball out of the rim and get up court really quick.
12:05 and counting to go. Poole throws it down low to Laurie. Laurie to Armand. Pumps it three. Tries three. Buries three. Again. Maybe get a hand in the face of Sean Armand, who gives Iona a 16-point lead.
I think they have, though, a little bit, haven't they? I mean, they're coming out and playing him. He's just making unbelievable shots.
Ogero missing one for MU. It's tipped out to Max DeLeo. Wild shot in the lane is no good, but DeLeo will go to the line after a timeout. 11:44 to go. Iona 65, Monmouth 49. And we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Back here at the MAC, Iona leads Monmouth 65-49, 11:44 to go in our second half of action. Alongside Matt Harmon, I'm Eddie Acapinti. Brian Cedillo back in the studios. Also happy to be broadcasting live on Hawk Vision on GoMUHawks.com. And Matt, the viewers and listeners have been treated to a very good second half of offensive basketball from Iona. It's been David Laurie and Sean Armand. They've combined for 41 in this game, almost matching Monmouth's total of 49.
I'd like to think that that's not what most people that are tuning in to Hawk Vision, though, are hopefully going to see when they pop it on their computer. But it has been. It's been a good display from Laurie, from certainly Armand here in this second half. They have both been dynamic in different ways. We've seen great range for sure from Armand, who spent much of that first half on the bench. Now all of a sudden you look up and he's got 22 points.
Max DeLeo makes a couple of free throws, cutting the Iona lead to 14. And now the Gales will bring it up with Monmouth pressuring full. Armand cross court to Laurie, 11:35 and ticking, as everyone's back the other way now. English will dribble just right on the other side of half court. Will bring the shot clock down. He's being guarded by Ogero. DeLeo draws the assignment of Armand as he finds Mike Poole. Poole tries to go to... It's Laurie who had James guarding him. And Josh James will get called for the foul. A lot of odd matchups on the court, it seems.
And I don't know if they're mismatches or by design. You know, we're not in the huddle in between breaks and timeouts to know that. But certainly when you see Ogaro at the top, one thing I would say about that, he can play guys who can dribble the basketball because he's that quick. But you don't want James matched up here with Laurie. That is a severe mismatch. I would tell Laurie, get the basketball and do almost anything you want with it.
And they switch back. Ogaro will now guard him. And now Laurie, instead of... He can really take Ogero in the block if he wants. They'll throw it down to him here. Double team. Laurie, under 11 to go. Spins on Ogero. Bounce past the pool. Beautiful no look to Williams. He couldn't handle it. Lost it off his face right to Deion Jones. Jones to James. He'll attack the rim and get it to go and one. Josh James gets a layup in transition, and he'll try for a three-point play.
Nice take that time by James. Knew he was going to absorb some contact. Able to do that. Get the shot up. A friendly roll and to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Deshaun Gomez will check in. Isaiah Williams will take a seat. James now has four, shooting for five. The freshman makes the free throw and he cuts the lead to 65-54. More pressure here. Iona breaks it easily. It's a breakaway for English. He'll lay it in to give the Iona Gales a 13-point lead.
Got to take some chances if you're Monmouth here to get back into it. But, boy, you can't make it that easy for Iona to break the pressure and get an easy finish of the rim.
Gales goes zone here. James drives out to DeLeo. Ogero now kick out to Jones for three. That one's no good. Nicholas misses the one-handed tip. Loose ball comes down to Deshaun Gomez. Gomez to Armand. Crosses over onto Leo. And before he can throw the pass, the pool will be called for traveling with 10:16 to go.
Well, MU will bring Colin Stewart back into the game here. Hope that he can perhaps catch hot outside. And MU's best offensive player so far tonight will also make his way back into the game. That's Greg Nowak, who's got a career-high 10.
Hawks trail by 13, 10:15 to go. Remember, fans, tomorrow signing day. Matt and I will go over the MU football recruiting class. What time are we getting rolling tomorrow on Hawk Vision?
Supposed to be around noon. I would say perhaps a little weather dependent, just in case.
Keep an eye on that. Colin Stewart to the basket. He just kind of lost it right into the arms of David Laurie. And then Laurie loses one right to us. The officials are saying it's MU ball. Iona is saying that ball was deflected. I don't think anyone had a good look at it. Tim Kluse is literally beside himself out of the coaching box right now. I think that ball was deflected, to be honest. Nevertheless, Hawks get a break and get the ball back. Down 67-54. Deion Jones, left wing. Spins on Armand, loses it, gets it back, and throws to no one in particular. Deshaun Gomez will come away with a steal. Just some careless turnovers in this one. And here one for Iona as they bounce one right to Josh James, who leads Stewart to the basket. No good. He'll go to the line for two. They would have really needed that one, Matt, to make a serious run at things. Down 13.
Yeah, close, because with that and the free throw, you get it down to 10. You're about at the midway point of this second half, and you're almost kind of right back in to the mix a little bit. Hard roll that time for Stewart, who still has an opportunity for two free throws. That's all you can really hope for, you know, if you're Mammoth. You haven't gone away. You haven't let this game get out of hand. You just need to put together some sort of little run here to get it back down to a couple possession game.
Officials will stop play here. They're unsure who the foul was on. 9:29 left in our second half. It's 67-54 Iona. Armand was the player who the foul was called on. He came out of the game. He can't technically come out yet because it's a two-shot foul, so Isaiah Williams will check in for Sean Armand in about a second. Colin Stewart will go to the line for two. Hawks still really within striking distance, Matt, if they can put some kind of a run together. Stewart makes his first free throw. Now Armand sits down for Williams. Stewart, all net on both. Mammoth down 11 now. Hawks applying pressure here. Poole will bring it up. Floats it to Deshaun Gomez. Gomez, alley-oop to Williams, will lay it in. That's a three-pass way to break up a full-court press, and it results in three, or two rather, to give Iona a 13-point lead. 9 minutes to go in this game. Gomez called for touch foul out front, his second. It's the sixth foul on Iona. Matt, interesting lineup on the floor. A lot of skill, but not a lot of size for MU. Jones, James, DeLeo, Stewart, and Nowak.
There is some size, but it's all outside guys. There's not really any post-type players.
Jones to the basket, lost it right to the arms of Nowak. Nowak finds a cutting Josh James, missing that one back iron. And the rebound to A.J. English. James, who's normally so good finishing, has struggled today in the paint. Iona back the other way. Mike Poole turns it over. He threw it right to Colin Stewart. Stewart, one on two. Has it deflected away by English, out of bounds, off of Iona. Mammoth will get it. 8:38 to go. Matt, a lot of end-to-end action, but not a lot of scoring the last couple of minutes, it seems.
Yeah, both teams have kind of gone cold just a little bit. All that being said, it's Iona still maintaining a fairly comfortable 13-point advantage.
69-56. Colin Stewart is going to drive. He's going to draw a foul on David Laurie. That's his second, and that is Iona's 17th foul. So Colin Stewart will go to the line for 1-1. He's got 5 points tonight. Tyrone Oguero in. Nowak takes a seat. Nicholas checks back. And DeLeo will sit down. He just got a feeling like Iona didn't have it going early. Then they got it going late in that first half, early in the second half. Now they've gone cold again, Matt. And if Monmouth can put together some kind of offensive cohesiveness.
This is the time where they need to make their run.
You got to do it.
You got to be able to put something together quickly.
Colin Stewart missed that 1-1 attempt. And Iona pulled down the rebound. Gales now control, 8:20 and counting to go, second half. Gomez over to English on the right wing. English, left-handed dribble. Throws to Laurie. He'll face up on Deion Jones. Backs down and then throws it out of bounds. Another careless turnover. We'll give it back to Monmouth as these teams, it seems, have exchanged careless turnovers the last few minutes. Max DeLeo back in. Takes out Colin Stewart. Kind of a four-guard alignment for MU with Oguero on the floor as well. Hawks moving it here. Nicholas will try to get this one. Still can't get it to go from deep. And Laurie pulls down the rebound. Hawks are now shooting in the 30s, under 38%. Iona ball movement. Works its way to English for three. In and out. Right to Max DeLeo. DeLeo head of steam back the other way. Finds Nicholas. Nicholas's shot is blocked by Laurie out of bounds. Poole tried to save it, but he was out. The Hawks will get it back when we return. 7:37 to go. Iona 69, Monmouth 56. And we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Fans, the Monmouth Hawks would like to thank their premier sponsors this basketball season. World Subaru, Shrewsbury Avenue in Tinton Falls, Coca-Cola, McLoon's Restaurants, and Surf Taco. Thank you for your tremendous support all season long. Here, courtside at the MAC, Monmouth trails Iona 69-56. Joined by my broadcast partner and good buddy, Matt Harmon. I'm Eddie Acapinti. And Matt, Monmouth will inbound to a second half that, we just said it off air, really has no flow whatsoever to it.
No, neither team has found the mark as of late. You know, unfortunate for Monmouth because they've had an opportunity here to not just stay alive in this game, but get back into it a little bit. It seems like we've been stuck at that 13-point mark for quite a while.
Andrew Nicholas, number 13, was fouled going to the basket. They actually ruled the foul on the floor, so Red will shoot 1-1. He's got 11 points tonight, and he'll make his first free throw. That's been the most improved part of his game this season. He's creeped that free throw shooting percentage up over 71% now. Nicholas has another one awaiting him. Two of two. Cuts that Iona lead to 11. 69-58. The only Hawk in double figures, number 13, has 13 points. Gales will break the MU pressure and then get into their set here with 7:20 and counting to go. Laurie has DeLeo on him. Finds Poole on a bounce pass. Now Poole goes out front to English. Deshaun Gomez steps into three. That one's in and out. And the rebound's pulled down by Jones. Deion Jones back the other way to Josh James. James in the left corner to DeLeo. Bounces it down low to Nicholas, who loses it out of bounds. We'll go back to Iona. 7:01 to go. That'll get a sub. Tavon Sledge, junior transfer from Iowa State, will check back in. He'll check in for Deshaun Gomez. It just seems now that it's not a crisp half really by anybody at this point. Iona leads by 11, and they'll break the MU pressure here. Down low, Williams will shake free and put one in to give Iona a 13-point lead. Josh James, stop and start right around Laurie, will lay it in, the blow by, and the lay in for James.
It's a nice take to the basket that time by James. Realized he had a little bit of a seam and got right after it.
Iona will break the pressure. 6:33 and counting. Poole finds Isaiah Williams. He'll put it in and the foul with 6:31 to go. An and one opportunity for Isaiah Williams.
Seems like every time Monmouth has made a little bit of a play to get back into it, Iona's been able to answer. And with a three-point play opportunity, answer and a little bit more.
Isaiah Williams' free throw gives Iona a 74-60 lead with 6:29 and counting. Hawks moving it here. Nicholas spins down low and lays one in over Poole with the left hand. Reds got 15. Hawks trail by 12. Gales, who like to be up-tempo, are in no hurry here, nursing a 12-point advantage. MU going to play 2-3 zone here this possession. Sledge, drive, kick to Poole. Long two is no good. Rebound pulled down by Deion Jones. Outlet to James. Ahead to DeLeo for three. Too strong. Rebound tipped out of bounds off of Tyrone Ogero. Iona will get it back with 5:46 to go, leading Monmouth 74-62. You hear Justin Robinson check in for Josh James. James sits down with 7 points. Matt Robinson looks really uncomfortable. He's favoring one of his legs, and he's kind of been doing it for the last few games.
Yeah, had that problem, certainly against Marist. Not sure if it's just a constant little thing, but does not look very good right now at all. And on the baseline as part of a 1-3-1 defense.
Yeah, running the baseline here. Isaiah Williams. Oh, he buried a three. He had a three-point play the possession a couple possessions ago. That triple gives him 15, and that's the Iona lead, 77-62. Nicholas, little scoop shot is back iron. Rebound. Loose ball foul. Before that, Tyrone Ogero will get called for his first foul. 5:16 to go. David Laurie will shoot 1-1. Monmouth was down 7 at halftime. They've been down 7-8 in this second half, but Iona's done a good job keeping the Hawks at arm's length and now looking to build it on their 15-point lead.
It's at that stage of the game we say, where is it going to be with about 5 minutes remaining? Is Monmouth going to be right there? Is it going to be under 10, which is certainly workable? You know, the game not over, but at 78-62, you got to feel like Iona is in pretty good charge of this one. And again, it's a similar type game that Monmouth lost last time out to Marist, in that they just haven't made enough plays offensively to stay alive in the game.
Couple of free throws. It's 79-62 now. Deion Jones attacks the basket for the Hawks. He'll go to the line for two as Mike Poole picks up his second foul. And it's getting to the point, Matt, that Coach Rice will take a 30-second timeout with 5:12 remaining. No, it's getting to the point in the game, and Coach will take a 60-second timeout, that it's almost, you know, make a run time, and if not, it's a weird week because of different schedules. The Super Bowl was the first thing. It moved today's game originally to yesterday, then the snow bumped it to today. So the Hawks this week will play Wednesday. Tuesday, Friday, Sunday. So technically three games this week. The latter two are on the road. Friday at Fairfield, an ESPN 3 game. And then Sunday, a matinee affair at St. Peter's. So now you've got three games in a week. And the two later games you're playing are against teams that are right around you in the standings. Fairfield's in last. St. Peter's is right around where the Hawks are. So those two games of monumental importance. St. Peter's comes in at 3-8 to the week's games. So if you don't get this one, albeit Iona's a great team, those next two are hugely important.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that you know, which has been a little bit different over the course of Mama's time in the NEC, is that everybody does make the tournament. But boy, you don't want to be 10 or 11. You wanted to be, if you're Monmouth, especially looking pretty good going into last week's game against Marist, you wanted to say, we could challenge for 7, 6, maybe even hope that somebody falls back to the pack and at least be playing in the last couple of games for a chance at 5. That's how important just a game or two difference really makes.
I mean, you fall to 4-8, which presumably Monmouth would with a loss, Now you're only a game up on Niagara and a half game up on St. Peter's, but you still have to play Niagara again as Jones makes his first free throw. You still have two games with St. Peter's coming up, and you got to go to Fairfield. I mean, it's
not easy.
It's very fluid at this point in the year. Fairfield 1-11 currently in last, but you want to avoid, as Jones makes them both, that 10 or 11 spot. You want to get in that 8, 7, 8, 9, somewhere in there, to at least, if you do win, get a more winnable game potentially in round two. Right now, Monmouth not thinking round two at all. They're thinking we got a tough week ahead of us in MAC play. Hawks trail by 15, 4:50 and counting to go. Tavon Sledge will drive for Iona. Throw it to Williams in the corner. Out to English. Pull from the foul line. I'll bury that one. He's got 13, 81-64 Gales. Hawks will come back the other way as O'Gara will throw outside to Nicholas. Nicholas from the right wing has a pass deflected right back to him. Now Robinson has it top of the key. Crosses over on Sledge. Wild shot is missed off the backboard right into the arms of David Laurie, who has been, if you're picking a player of the game from either team, it had to have been him. Armand's been good, really good. Laurie's been tremendous. Poole will miss a three here right into the arms of Andrew Nicholas. Nicholas tried to go behind the back through the legs. It was taken away out to Sledge. Sledge, the little man, rises up to dunk it to give Iona their largest lead of the game at 83-64.
Starting to slip away just a little bit. More than probably a little bit. And that's what we said. There are danger points of a game, and Monmouth is able to dodge a couple of those bullets. Not so much right now.
Deion Jones will get one here. That Hawk lead, or rather that Gale lead, is cut to 17. Monmouth foul in the backcourt. Gets us to the under 4 media. 3:35 to go. Gales 83, Hawks 66. We're back in 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Iona leads Monmouth 83-66. 3 minutes, 35 seconds to go in our second half. Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti courtside with you. At the MAC, Monmouth's only home game this week as the Hawks take to the road for a pair of contests. On Friday and Sunday, they'll visit Fairfield and St. Peter's. And Matt, we've been treated to the number two team in the league. With a win tonight, they'll tie Canisius for first place. Iona, which struggled in the first half offensively to shoot from the outside, has been much better here in the second 20 minutes.
Yeah, both halves they had 5 made threes, but 5 of 19 in the first half, 5 of 12 here in the second, so certainly much better in that regard, and has made life for Monmouth here in the MAC very difficult this evening.
Tavon Sledge makes a couple of free throws. It's back to a 19-point lead for Iona. James and Stewart have checked back for MU. Max DeLeo will knock down a three from the right corner. He now has 11 points. Hawks are going to pressure full. Sledge will break the pressure with 3:18 and counting to go. Now James will guard English. Double team, throws top of the key to Sledge. Sledge will go to the basket. James took it away from behind. Ahead to Stewart. Stewart one-on-one with English. And it's deflected out of bounds by A.J. English with 3:03 to go. Armand back on. Kind of weird he check in. Such a big deficit the Hawks are facing in the lead that Iona has. He's got 22. Hawks inbound here. DeLeo throws it over to Colin Stewart. Stewart, bounce pass to nobody. Right to David Laurie. Laurie to Williams. To Poole. And he is fouled hard by Max DeLeo as both players go crashing to the ground with 2:52 to go.
I hope that Monmouth uses a game like this. And again, it's been a theme during the course of the season. Young team, you're going to see issues like this in games where, you know, you just maybe don't have enough firepower and you use it as a growing experience. You hope that that's the situation for MU.
I mean, if you think about it too, Matt, Monmouth hasn't been out of a lot of games like this. You can really count on one hand the number of times that happened. You know, the Seton Hall game, lost 82-66. I think they were in the game a little bit. We both did that one. As Iona knocks down one of two free throws here. St. John's, they were in it. They did get blown out at Penn State. And then after that, they were in every game until the Canisius game in January before tonight's game. So they've learned, they've played well and learned, but this one getting a first-hand glimpse of a team that's been to two straight NCAA tournaments.
Yeah, pretty good. You know, I mean, they're right now a team in the MAC, you know, for sure.
Gale's ball here. English with a careless turnover in the backcourt. Sledge fouls Max DeLeo after a steal. Reset the game for you. Iona leads MU 86-69. 2 minutes, 24 seconds to go in this one. Give you some perspective. This is the most points Monmouth has allowed. No, that's a lie. It's the second most points the Hawks have allowed this season. They allowed 94 to Quinnipiac in a home game. Iona scores over 83 a game. They have 86 here. The Hawks trail 86-70. Armand has checked back in. DeLeo goes one of two. Laurie pulls down the rebound. A leak out here for Sean Armand. He lost it for a second. It allowed the defense to catch up to him. As Mike Poole now has it, 2:10 and counting. Timeout by Tim Kloose with that 2:10 mark. 32 seconds on the shot clock. Iona has it, 30-second timeout. 86-70 the Gales lead. Their next game, as they'll move to 10-2 in the MAC with this win. Matt, the Gales next timeout, they'll make the Buffalo trip in the MAC. They'll visit Niagara and then have a first-place showdown with Canisius on Sunday, that game at 2 p.m. That's a big one in the league, as presumably they should beat Niagara. Canisius, they take care of business. Both teams go into that one, gunning for that number one spot. And it's all building towards that MAC tournament, which right about a month away up in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah, it was. We started, you know, with in the first half talking about just continuing pushing forward. If you're a team like Iona, you know, seeding in a neutral court postseason tournament maybe isn't the deciding factor, but you still want to be able to say you won your regular season championship, because at the very, very least, it guarantees you a spot in a postseason tournament if for some reason you didn't win the conference tournament. You know, if you're the MAC regular season champs, you'll go to the NIT at the very, very least. Not that that's, you know, I mean, that's a consolation prize in a way, but at least you're guaranteeing yourself of a regular season championship and being able to say we know we're going to play in the college postseason.
So after a review with the stat gentleman on press row, little Bruce in the background, thought I was whisked back to a summer night at the boathouse. The Hawks inbound the ball, and they'll, or rather, the Hawks are playing defense chasing Iona after they inbounded the ball. Max DeLeo is called for a foul on A.J. English. Max's third foul. 2:03 to go. It's a 16-point Gales lead that English will try to add to. He struggled. He's got 13, but had a bunch of open looks in the first half. And here he misses a free throw. Almost feel like we've been cheated. Haven't seen the full A.J. English in this one. Armand and Laurie have been very good. Williams has been good as English goes 0 of 2 from the line. 2 minutes to go. Hawks will try to make a final run here. Deion Jones is fouled going to the basket with 1:57 to go. Weird vibe right now in the MAC, too. The arena's kind of emptied out a little bit.
And there hasn't really been, you know, much to cheer about, to be honest. I mean, it's never really gotten here in that second half where Monmouth could get themselves over a sizable hump and work it down to a two-possession game where you feel like everything could really change on one possession or another. Just hasn't had that feel and that sense to it.
Jones missed his first free throw. You know, Iona Matt has done this damage. They only go about seven deep on this team as Jones makes his second free throw. You know, the Gales are very, very good, but what Tim Kloos likes to do, and he did the same thing when he was at CW Post, very successful at the Long Island school. As with the Hawks trailing by 15, Iona working it here with 100 seconds to go. He really doesn't play a whole bunch of guys, and I think what we're going to see, you know, a lot of guys have played on the score sheets, but what we're going to see is this rotation really shorten as we get closer to March.
Well, the one thing that they are certainly game ready and battle tested. You know, with the number of minutes that you have, you hope though. You know, if you're an Iona fan, you hope that when it comes down to it, that guys aren't worn out. That would probably be the one knock you could have on playing such a short rotation and not going deep into your bench at times.
I'll tell you what an amazing statistic is for this Iona team, as Colin Stewart missing a long jump shot. Matt, as a team, they have an amazing assist-to-turnover ratio. You know, we talk about how much they like to run up and down the floor, as Sean Armand will go to the line for two. We talk about how much they like to run. We talk about how fast they like to go. They don't turn it over that much. They only average about 10 turnovers a game. And they've got 356 assists, just over 200 turnovers. So they shoot it well. They take care of it. I mean, we saw this team on full display a couple of years ago in the NCAA tournament. And they're a team every year. When they make it, you get the no one wants to play Iona card thrown at you on Selection Sunday.
Yeah, and you get a sense that they're a team that's just dangerous enough that can make a little bit of a run here or there, that could, you know, expose somebody else's weaknesses if you caught them on the right day.
Second free throw missed. Christian White, Vuk Baletic check into the game. Colin Stewart will hoist up a three. That one's way off side iron. Rebound pulled down by A.J. English. Is 65 seconds to go. Iona will dribble out as much of this clock as they can, leading 87-61. Armand will throw over to his running mate English. Fourth appearance for Baletic this season. Iona with about 8 on the shot clock here. Out to English now, 42 to go in the game. English to Williams. He'll put it in. 89-71. Quick sub timeout, as that'll allow Christian Durisevich to get into the game, a senior from the Bronx.
Laurie will take a seat on the bench after a pretty good night. Carried this team in the first half for sure. Good display in the second half before Armand finally got going. Big effort tonight.
Baletic's shot is blocked by Isaiah Williams. 28 seconds to go in this game. The only thing to be decided, our final score this evening from the MAC. Hawks will fall to 10-13, 4-8 in the league. Iona will improve to 13-8 and 10-2 in the MAC. Josh James long on a three, ball out of bounds. We'll go to Iona, 21 seconds to go, and I still see four of their starters on the floor, so most likely that will be our final score. Gales will dribble this one out, Matt, and it'll be an 89-71 win for the visitors from New Rochelle.
Yeah, just a better team tonight. A little bit more consistent offense, more weapons, obviously. Not a deeper team, but 1-7, they're pretty loaded.
The ball goes out of bounds. Mike Poole lost it. It'll go back to MU with 2.2 seconds to go. Stay tuned, fans, on our post-game show. We'll go over final game statistics. As James misses a three at the buzzer, we'll go over the final stats, take one final look at our out-of-town scoreboard, and talk to the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, King Rice, here on our post-game show. But, Matt, Monmouth outclassed tonight by one of the better teams, not just in the MAC, but in the Northeast. Iona 89-71, 22 for Sean Armand, a complete game for David Laurie. And we see just why this Iona Gales team is a favorite to potentially go back to the NCAA tournament for the third season in a row.
You've got to go all the way back to the first few games of the season where Monmouth had a three. It turned out to be a four-game losing streak. This is the first time in MAC play that they've lost three games in a row. They dropped four straight to Penn, Seton Hall, St. John's, and Penn State, and you could probably understand that at that particular time, but you hate to be on a little bit of a downtick right now, and that is what Monmouth is on. Lost to Ryder, lost to Marist, lost here tonight against Iona, and three games now in a row on the road. Fairfield, St. Peter's, and at Iona. Tough stretch right now for MU to figure it out.
Take our first time out on our postgame show presented by the Boathouse Bar and Grill here as Monmouth drops one to Iona 89-71. We'll step out for 60 seconds and bring it back courtside on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network. Back here courtside at the MAC, Monmouth falls to Iona in this one on Tuesday night, 89-71, as we're now joined by the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, King Rice, joins us for his post-game interview, which tonight is brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs, and Coach Rice will dive right into it. Got an early look at an Iona team. You battled with this team in the first half back and forth, but their veteran experienced players that have been to some NCAA tournaments really showed out as the game went on. Your impressions of tonight's game?
Yeah, I thought for a little while we were starting to get them a little bit tired, and these guys been through these battles before. They know what it is. They were just too good tonight, anyways.
Coach, it's been a rough road the last couple of games out. Two losses on the road, and then the one here tonight. One of those, I guess you could say, every game's crucial, obviously, but one of those crucial points now of the schedule as coming up, it'll be three straight games back on the road.
Well, we didn't get done any favors having 8 out of 11 on the road, but we're big boys. That's how the schedule gods did it this year. 8 out of 11 on the road, young team. You know, we're definitely battling, but it's a tough stretch. We'll bounce back. We'll keep fighting harder than we did today.
And Coach, final question from us, as again, Monmouth falls to Iona in this one. Got this young team that we've seen peaks and valleys this season. We knew that coming into things. Where would you assess your team right now? Is now you kind of look at it where you've got all of February, one game in March, but now this real final month of the regular season. Where's your team at right now? Where would you like them to be in a few weeks?
Well, I would have liked to have played better tonight. We got a long way to go, guys. It's you lose two tough ones on the road with a young group. You got to try to keep their confidence up. With Iona coming in your building, just bad timing. But hopefully the next three on the road, we'll start getting better again and see what we can do.
Coach, we appreciate you joining us for a few minutes here. Good luck next time out at Fairfield.
Thank you, guys.
It's the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, King Rice, joining us on our postgame show. Again, our postgame show presented by the Boathouse Bar and Grill, your official Hawks basketball postgame headquarters with nightly entertainment and drink specials. And Matt, we'll take a look at our final game statistics. And we saw it all game. It was obviously no surprise, but Iona shoots 64% in the second half. They do hit 10 threes, and in my opinion, it was the 21 points and 12 rebounds from David Laurie that really was the difference in this one.
Well, it certainly was in the first half when you had Sean Armont sitting on the bench for as long as he did, and then he came out in the second half and kind of put on a pretty good display. I mean, look at what Iona did tonight. Laurie, 9 of 10 from the field, 21 points. Armont, 8 of 10, 6 of 8 from outside, 22 points overall. Then throw in Isaiah Williams, who had a good night, 17 points, 7 of 13 from the floor. A.J. English, the other guy in double figures. So, again, you kind of saw Iona with what Iona does, and that is get guys in double figures, multiple options tonight on a night, you know, where Trey Bowman didn't really participate in the game at all, is one of those guys for Iona that's an important guy. You get four guys in double figures, that's going to win you a lot of games. And when you are a team like Iona, who basically went 7 deep tonight, as we talked about at the end, there's a lot of minutes to be spread around and a lot of balls to be spread around, and everyone participating certainly helping out the cause. This is a good basketball team.
Really good basketball team, and they improved to 10-2. They are tied for first place with the Canisius College Golden Griffins at that 10-2 mark as we took a look at those stats. Again, 4 Iona players in double figures. MU is led by Andrew Nicholas's 15-14 for Deion Jones on 5 of 11 shooting and 12 for Max DeLeo, as Matt will take one final look at our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard. I know just the one other game in league play going on.
Yeah, now a final as Manhattan able to knock off St. Peter's at home 64-49. So the Jaspers pick up another victory. And on the season, they now go to 8-4 and pull into a three-way tie for third place with Quinnipiac and Ryder. As for St. Peter's, they fall to 3-9. They are a game back of Monmouth at the owner of the contest tonight in the MAC as far as top 25 games. Finals now starting to come in. It was Kansas knocking off Baylor 69-52. Ohio State is on top of number 17, Iowa 72-66. That game late in the second half. Also late second half, Memphis beating up on Rutgers 98-61. The score on that one, Kentucky on top of Ole Miss 80-61. Halftime, TCU leading number 15, Texas 22-20. Wake Forest and Duke getting set to tip off at 9 o'clock, which is right now. And number 3, Florida is home for Missouri, also at 9 o'clock.
We'll wrap up our postgame show by taking a look ahead. It is our upcoming game presented by Coach USA, driven with pride. We are on the air next time out, Matt, Friday night at Fairfield. We'll be live in lovely Bridgeport, Connecticut, as the Stags play off campus at what was Harbor Yard. It is now Webster Bank Arena. ESPN3 has the video, 7 p.m. tip. Fairfield comes in to this weekend of MAC play at 1-11. They are the last place team in the league. Monmouth was able to beat them here in a close one. That game, you've got to figure, and I hate to use the term, but it's February. We have to. That's a must-win game for MU.
Yeah, and it probably, in a way, is a must-win game for Fairfield, too. You know, they're thinking, hey, we played Monmouth to a three-point game on their home floor, maybe one that we could have gotten and looked to get our season back on track. But I would agree. For Monmouth, this has to be a must-win. Three-game losing streak that they'll take in. And the way that the schedule is designed out, you know, Coach mentioned 8 of 11 on the road. You can take it even a little bit closer to that. 5 of 6 on the road. Ryder, Marist, home here for Iona, and then road games, Fairfield, St. Peter's, and back at Iona on the 14th. Before you get four games in a row at home, you'd almost like to see a little bit more space in the schedule back and forth. But as he said, it is what it is. You've got to be a big boy, and you've got to play to what the schedule says. But I would agree that that game at Fairfield on Friday night, that is one that Monmouth absolutely needs to get, because then all of a sudden you go play a rival at St. Peter's who will be gunning for you for sure. It's one team that Monmouth has not seen so far this season in MAC play. And then you've got to play Iona again before you get Marist, who just beat you, before you get Manhattan, who just beat you, and then you just finish out the season with some games after that.
It'll be an interesting stretch. Again, this Monmouth's final, or first rather, go through in MAC play, and we have seen firsthand just indeed how good this league is. Partner, as always, great job tonight, braving elements, other things. Do a great job as always.
Already a state of emergency has been declared for tonight into tomorrow, by the way.
Already?
Already.
Has it started outside, I'm guessing?
No, well, I think they're just anticipating what it's going to be. I just read that before we sign off here. Already we are dealing with a state of emergency tomorrow, so good luck to all those bouncing around the Garden State tomorrow.
Yeah, we also want to remind everyone, please be safe out there on the roads and keep it right here to the Shore Sports Network. WOBM always has all the great news updates from all the Town Square media stations.
Hopefully we still get our signing day special in tomorrow. That's how I'll close this one up. Expect a noontime broadcast on Hawk Vision. We'll introduce 20 student-athletes, at least on paper. They're not here on campus, not allowed to be, but an exciting time here for Monmouth University football as they'll announce a new class going into the Big South.
That'll be tomorrow at 12 o'clock on half of our broadcast tonight, which was Hawk Vision. The other half is the Shore Sports Network. And for that, we'd like to thank our friend Brian Cedillo, who engineered tonight's broadcast. For my broadcast partner, Matt Harmon, I'm Eddie Acapinti, saying goodnight from the MAC, where the Hawks fell to Iona 89-71. We are on the air Friday night, 6:45, live from Bridgeport at Fairfield University. And it'll be right here on your exclusive home for the Monmouth Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. The Monmouth University Athletic Department would like to thank the following sponsors who made this broadcast possible. Red Bank Sleep Shop, Maple Avenue at the corner of Monmouth Street, Red Bank. RKE Athletic, Route 71 in Wall, the official clothing supplier of the Shore Sports Network. Coke Zero. Basketball-related chest bumps, high fives, and trash talk. Brought to you by Coke Zero. Enjoy every day. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. McLoone's Restaurants, with 10 great locations. Barnabas Health, life is better healthy. World Subaru in Tinton Falls, they think the world of their customers. And by Surf Taco, with 9 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of the Monmouth University Department of Athletics.